Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Fired up to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude is the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Talk to our friend, Mr. Chris Miles. Miles, are you in Brooklyn for the draft? What's up, dude?
No, man. We did our mock draft last night, studio tonight here in Atlanta.
Okay, cool. Well, let's start there, dude. We have the B. Mitch and Finley mock draft coming up in an hour. And I may just steal yours. what do you think the Wiz do tonight at number 6?
You know, I think they should stand pat and take the best player available. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Whatever player is sitting there at 6, right, and you can do the mock draft 50,000 ways, would have been the first pick in the draft last year, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe second pick in the draft. So you got to look at it as, all right, look, Cooper Flagg is the player that they're saying stands out above the rest of the fray. And as I've said before, I think there are several players with potential to be just as good as their bodies and games develop. So I think you sit there at 6. If Ace Bailey falls to you, I think you hurry up, you pick up the phone, you make that call. And I think the culture that the Wizards have been building, including that trade of Jordan Poole getting out of town, no disrespect to him, but C.J. McCollum, a consummate pro, if you've ever met him or talked to him, like, they just seem to be doing the right things and making the right moves that I think they could be the team to take Ace and really mold his game in a way that he could be, you know, a potential leading scorer in the NBA down the road.
Wow. What do you see him being? Like, I think when you look at his game, the potential is all there. Like, you see his shot-making ability. It's just the shots that he makes are so difficult. You think he evolves into being somebody that's able to play on the ball? What do you see him doing?
So let me explain this to you. And I think, you know, people have this, like, way of just being parrots. So Ace went to high school around the corner from where I live now, right? So I'll start with that part. The second part, the guy that trained him when he was in high school, I used to play pickup basketball with in New Orleans, Doc Martin, okay? So he first told me about Ace about 3 years ago, and I walked in. I was like, what am I witnessing? And then I went to the Hawks, like, camp that they have and saw him again. And I said to someone, like, this kid is more talented than Cooper, right? And they were like, yeah, he is. And every time I watched him, I'm like, he's in the gym all the time. He works so hard. I mean, this kid's amazing. Now, I think what's happened is, and we've seen this with management, with kids before, and how it kind of hurts their careers. We've seen a kid be just as talented and not make it in Cam Reddish, right? Like, we've seen that play out before. So those alarm bells make sense, but make no mistake about it. I mean, Greg Anthony sat there the first game he saw Ace Bailey. He's like, I've never seen a kid that age make those kind of mid-range and three-point shots. And, you know, people point to the loss against Kennesaw State. I was at that game, and I thought that was poor coaching. But when you talk to his college coach, Coach Pike there at Rutgers, He's like, Ace worked harder than any player I've ever had. He was trying to galvanize the guys to work out at 5 a.m. Like, his teammates were like, man, this guy's kind of crazy how hard he works on his game. And if you ever hear him talk, supremely confident, when you see him in all the All-Star games with all the other guys in his class, always stands out. Same thing with Team USA. So these are things that I think about Ace Bailey. And I think if he comes to Washington, that front office, the one that's in place now, I think they have all the pieces in play to really maximize his potential.
I am currently watching Ace Bailey highlights, and he's growing on me. I'll tell you that much.
He's awesome.
What do you make of the stuff with skipping all the workouts?
So here's the thing, and this is really hard for people to understand. This guy has been told, like, hey, man, you know, you're just as good as Cooper. And so his team is like, why is he coming to work out with you? You just talked to him at the combine in Chicago. Why does he need to come to you, Philly, when you guys have all your locker room issues? Ben Simmons didn't work out for the 76ers. Now, of course, we know what happened with Ben Simmons' career, right? Was an all-star and kind of went off the rails, off the court. But with Ace, it's like, that's how he feels. He's supremely confident in his skills and his game. And VJ Edgecombe is a kid that I saw a lot, too. Went to a high school that was my rival high school in New York, and L.I. Lutheran, right? So, like, I really knew the coaching staff and got to know him. VJ's a different kind of kid. VJ's more like the military kid that, oh, yes, sir, you need me to show up. Yes, yes, ma'am, right? And that's really good for this NBA. That's why his stock is rising. Ace is a little different in the sense of, like, hey, I'm the supreme talent. Like, I'm a talented quarterback. Like, hey, I'm going to get the job done. I don't need to prove. If you don't want to draft me at 2, a team's going to draft me, and they're going to be happy. And that's his mentality. That's how his management team is carrying it. You can feel one way or another, but I'm going to tell you this much. If I'm sitting there at 6 and I'm the Wizards, I'm picking him or Trey Johnson. Those are the two. Or Malawak. That's the thing. All three of those guys are supremely talented players, and they could all be sitting there at 6.
So I'm a football guy, right? Is the personality kind of akin to some of the Caleb Williams stuff we heard before last year's NFL draft?
Exactly that, right? And you know me. Caleb's another guy I talked to when he was in high school, had him on my podcast, and I was like, this kid is supremely talented, supremely confident. You know what you never see Caleb Williams do? Fold under pressure.
Right.
Right? Like, you know what he does? He's going to make good passes. He's going to put up numbers. And, like, Ace's, that would be a good correlation just without all the, like, extra. See, Ace doesn't have all the extra stuff.
No fingernail paint.
No fingernail polish, no, like, crazy post. Like, that's the thing. Ace doesn't have crazy posts. Like, if you talk to him, like, you have to know how to interview Ace Bailey, right? Like, if you talk to Ace, Ace is like, what you mean? I'm the best. That's how he carries it. So it rubs some people the wrong way. But when you look at the best athletes that we, you know this, man, this is how these guys feel about themselves.
Sure.
And if you've ever watched them play, like, Doug, why wouldn't he feel that way?
Talking with Chris Miles from NBA TV on B. Mitch and Finley, Toby Altizer in for B. Mitch today. What do you make of the stuff coming out about his agent? Because to me, everything that you're laying out about Ace Bailey, fully on board with, and I've never doubted any of that stuff. I believe in the kid, and I think he's supremely talented, and even some of the way that he's approached some of the stuff doesn't really bother me if he has an understanding of, hey, I'm this good, or even, hey, I know I'm probably going to get picked in this range. But then you get some of this stuff about the agent coming out. Do you think that is playing into this at all?
I 100% think that's a huge red flag, and that's the thing I'm most concerned about. And that's why I'm like, he can't go to Philly. If Philly drafts him with Joel Embiid and Paul George, now you're bringing Sharif Cooper's dad into the mix. I'm like, I don't like that. But this is kind of what I'm saying to you. For the Washington Wizards at 6, the way that they've rebuilt the culture, and you don't have that locker room, like, this isn't an 18-year-old going in the locker room with no offense to Kyle Kuzma and Jordan Poole. This is an 18-year-old going into a locker room with guys that be like, hey, man, this is how we prep. This is how we do this. Hey, this is our plan. This is what I'm saying about this new Wizards regime, especially covering the Thunder and knowing that there's ties to both the Thunder and Joe Dumars with the Pelicans. Like, the group that's in D.C. now, You know, they command that different respect around the league as far as understanding what it's like to build winning basketball. And I think that they could weather an Ace Bailey as opposed to in the past. I'd be like, man, you better hope you get VJ Edgecombe or Con Canipal there. You right. can't have Ace yeah. coming in. Like, that's what you're asking is a very real concern. And I trust what the Wizards have done the last 2 years to bring in someone like that. And I think that would be phenomenal. But I don't think that many teams are going to bump their heads and let them fall to six.
Yeah.
I can say this as a lifelong Bullets Wiz fan. I love to hear you say the people they've got put together are respected around the league and that you think that they can be kind of the right environment. Talking with our buddy Chris Miles, NBA TV. You can give him a follow at Chris Miles TV via the Rude Guest Hotline. So you don't think Ace gets there. It seems like the two dudes that will be there are Trey Johnson or Jeremiah Fears. It sounds like you lean Trey over Fears.
So, a crazy interesting thing with those two. So, and VJ Edgecombe as well. I had their EYBL Scholastic Games for the NBA actually assigned me, I think it was last March. And when I saw Fears, I said, oh, he's going to be a good four-year college player. And, oh, he's got some years left in high school. Well, like Cooper Flagg, he classed up. When I saw him in college, I was like, wait, that's the same kid? When I saw his workouts, I'm like, his body's completely different. Like, who is this kid? He's like, he just is athletically bounced off the page. Now, Trey Johnson, I think you have to understand there's certain players, when you see him on a basketball court, you just know, like, all right, that's different. Whatever, the rules don't apply to him. And the first time I called his game, he was playing against Fears, and Trey Johnson scored 11 points in 8 points in 11 seconds. So he hit a three. His teammate, Jasper Johnson, who's going to Kentucky, got a steal, threw it back. He hit another three. Team called timeout. They came down, missed the shot, threw it down. He made a layup. 8 points that fast. And when I asked him about it after the game, he's just like, yeah, you know, sometimes I get more opportunities. He was so like, this is what I do. And I'm like, all right, maybe this kid is just a little, like, doesn't understand the moment. And when I watched him at Texas, I'm like, this is just who he is. He's a scorer. You can't teach it. He's the best shooter in the gym whenever he's in there, whether it's at the combine, at a practice, with Team USA. Like, if you want to have a guy that you think pencil him in for 25 points per game in 3 years from now, he's the guy.
When you look at Jeremiah Fears, he's someone that I have to tell myself that I can't fall in love with. Because every single time I watch this guy, he's so incredible. But I tell myself, as you know, looking at this stuff, I can't take a guard that can't shoot the three ball. Do you think that's something that if you draft him, you obviously get the incredible athletic traits. He's still only 18 years old. Do you think he's got the stroke that he can develop into a good enough three-point shooter that everything else is still fine to build off of that?
Absolutely. And so here's the thing. When I mentioned the other players, that one of those guys have to be there, including Malawak, I just wouldn't take Fears over those guys, if you're understanding mm-hmm. what I'm saying. But when I look at Fears and his feel for the game, the only player I think of is Tyrese Halliburton.
That's what I was
going
to say.
I just remember going into that draft and people being like, well, he's slow and he shoots funky and he's not that good from outside and he won't be able to shoot that in the NBA. Here we are in the NBA Finals. He hit three threes in the first quarter of Game 7 and before he tore his Achilles. Like, you're just like, oh, Fears has that feel for the game. So, like, when I see the percentages, I'm like, yeah, I watched him score against two other guys that are going into the draft. Like, it was nothing before his body even developed. And when we talk about age, right, a lot of times it gets a little misconstrued because some guys develop earlier. Like, Cooper was this size as a sophomore. Fears wasn't even an NBA prospect as a sophomore, right? So I just think that, I don't know, he might end up being 6'4", 6'5". Because his body is just now developing, and he's getting way more athletic every 5 months. So I just think that he has a tremendous runway for growth that I don't know if other players have that same runway for growth.
Talking with Chris Miles here from NBA TV. It's a fascinating draft. It sounds like you like Malawach at 6, too, though, for the Wiz.
So here's the thing with him. I first saw him 2021 with the NBA Global Academy. If you guys are not familiar with what that is, Now there's one for Africa, South America, Australia, like Josh Giddey's a product of it. Dyson Daniels a product of it before they went to G League Ignite. These kids don't go to high school. They travel the world playing against each other in, like, the G League players in, like, the NBA Global Academy. So when I saw Malawak catch it off the backboard and dunk against G League players when he was supposed to be a freshman in high school, I was like, what am I seeing? And then the next 3 years, I saw him just shoot three-pointers against, you know, NBA players, including Anthony Davis and Joel Embiid. I'm like, at Duke, they did not let him play his game. I'm like, once a team gets him into the NBA and you see that he's going to come in as, what, the fourth or fifth tallest player in the NBA, man, like, how do you just pass that up? And I hear, like, I've seen people kind of go, oh, he just rolls to the rim. I'm like, that was the weakest part of his game. What you saw at Duke was his agent and his people saying, you got to prove to people that you're strong enough to play around the basket. Like, it's like, imagine someone saying to you, just showcase the weakest part of your game. Everybody knows you can do this other thing already. And he listened to the coaching and he did that. So that's why I'm so high on him, because I've seen him for 5 years and he just gets better and better and better. But he's such a capable and good shooter.
Dude, you are such an encyclopedia, and just having been friends with you for a while, like, I remember when before you moved to Atlanta, how frequently you were going to DeMatha and all the local high schools. Like, you're such a hoop head that you are going to watch high school kids play. I love that about you, and I love just, like, the depth of information on all this stuff. Last thing is, I'm sure you got a busy night tonight. Trades. Not necessarily like the Wiz being involved, but I think we saw Jalen Green get traded for Durant, a bigger package, but Green on the move. There's talk of maybe Boston moving some of their guys. How significant do you think the trade market will be tonight around the league, impacting top five, top 10 picks?
Well, I look at both Charlotte and Utah, and I kind of go, what are you doing with picking 4 and 5? Like, really, what are you guys doing with those picks as opposed to making trades and getting, like, multiple players with that value, right? So I look at those two teams as the targets of all of these teams trying to trade up. And I know people keep telling me Dylan Harper to the San Antonio Spurs at 2. Logic tells me that doesn't work. Because you have De'Aaron Fox, you have Stephon Castle, who's rookie of the year last year, and now you're trying to bring in a guard that does exactly what they do. And it didn't work with Fox and Halliburton before in Sacramento. So, like, you're gonna repeat what didn't work in Sacramento. In San Antonio, they're too smart for that. So what I'm saying is, unless De'Aaron Fox is moving, which seems absurd since he was traded there at the deadline, it seems odd for them to draft Dylan Harper and to keep him. That's something I'm keeping an eye out on. But, yeah, I think that Charlotte and Utah will be the two targets. The teams I'm hearing that are trying to trade up the most, really, it seems as if the Atlanta Hawks, who have already been busy, they traded for Kristaps Porzingis. I hear they're trying to get into the top five because Malawak has a guarantee that he's not falling to 7. So
does that imply that the guarantee is the Wiz at 6?
No, it doesn't. So that information, I probably shouldn't say this much. That information is from the Pelicans. The Pelicans want Malawak at 7. They were told he's not going to be there. And so they're like, well, there's a couple of centers. Who else we got here? There's Derek Queen. There's, you know, Sorber, but that might be too high for those guys. And so they're kind of in a situation, like, do we trade up 2 or 3 spots to get the guy that we're targeting? But that's coming from Malawak's camp that he has guaranteed he's not going to be there at 7. I don't know if that's involving the Washington Wizards.
Just quickly, Queen's fit in the pros.
I think, you know, Alperen Şengün is the blueprint for what he can be. And if you watch the NBA Finals, you see Isaiah Hartenstein and the way that he's able to do dribble handoffs and be such a weapon offensively. I think Queen has that kind of value for a lot of teams that are looking to be dynamic offensively. And typically, you only get guys that roll to the rim and dunk or step back and shoot threes at that position. That's his value in the NBA, and that's where a team that understands that concept with basketball will draft him.
Yeah, I think the right fit, he can help a lot. But the wrong fit, is going to be bad.
Unathletic, small for the position, smaller. Right. Like, you know what I mean? It's like if you want somebody to block shots and protect the rim, like he's not Alex Sarr, but in fact, that's like he would be a great compliment to him.
Right? Right, yeah.
Sarr out there. Queen's a great fit because he plays the completely opposite game.
Yo, thank you for your time. I know you're busy. Enjoy the draft tonight. I know you will.
Appreciate it, Chris.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one. Thanks.
All right. That's our guy, Chris Miles. Give him a follow at Chris Miles TV. Check out his work on NBA TV.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't even know who this is.
That makes two of us. Jeff?
I bet you don't, Toby.
Yeah, Toby, what a Bama. So Miles just texted me as soon as he jumped off. NBA Central is reporting Ace Bailey's camp has made it known that they do not want him to be drafted by the Hornets or the Jazz. So
come on down to
DC. If we know he's not going one or two, and he doesn't want to get drafted by the Hornets at four or the Jazz at five, and he seems pretty clear he doesn't want to go to Philly, maybe it happens at six. Jeff brought this up though, and I think it's a real topic here. Henry Ruggs was an absolute stud at Bama. 12th overall pick in 2020 by the Raiders.
Ridiculously fast.
In three seasons at Bama, he scored 24 touchdowns. I mean, he averaged in three seasons at Bama 17.5 yards per catch. Why, Brian, give me his 40 time at the combine. Now, Ruggs has obviously made awful decisions. In 2021, he was driving a car at an absurdly fast speed. I think he was drinking, he killed a woman. He killed this woman named Tina, and her dog, which is awful. Ruggs has gone to prison, said he has now changed his life. It's a horrific, horrific accident, undoubtedly. But if we live in a world where people get second chances And the NFL is about talent. I mean, you see people come back from terrible, terrible things. It's an interesting situation, man. He's come out and been completely taken, like, full responsibility, complete attrition for everything that's happened.
I mean, if you listen to the way that Nick Saban talked about him from his time in Alabama, I mean, he was a good kid that obviously made a horrific mistake, and it cost him and him dearly cost someone their life. But from all accounts, from what you've heard, this is a good guy who's made a bad mistake, which, you know, make what you will of it. But it's, I don't know, JP, it's tough if you're considering, like, I don't think you could say that he doesn't deserve another chance. I mean, there are guys who have served the time. He's served the time, right? I mean, the first one that comes to my mind is Michael Vick. Totally different situation, obviously. Yeah. Totally different crime. But something that he went to jail, served his time, came out, and then he was able to play football again. And, you know, if he served the justice that he was deemed to serve, then I don't see a reason he shouldn't get a second chance. I don't know if I would give him a second chance here, but I would fully understand if someone wanted to sign him if that's the case.
So he is not out of jail yet. He's eligible to get out of jail next year. Let's give the good and the bad on this. So Ruggs was driving a car November of 2021, middle of his, I'm reading now from Sports Illustrated, middle of his second NFL season. He pleaded guilty to felony DUI resulting in death and misdemeanor vehicular manslaughter. Ruggs was driving at an estimated 156 miles per hour. Mm. And while he refused a field sobriety test, a blood test taken 2 hours after the incident showed Ruggs' blood alcohol content was still more than twice the legal limit. That's as horrific as it gets. He has since come out. I guess he took part in an event called a Hope for Prisoner event, where he says he wished he could turn back the hands of time and he'd love for people to meet the real Henry Ruggs and not the one that was escaping from something. The 26-year-old then explained how that escape for him through drinking was trying to get away from the expectations of being the 12th pick in the draft. I'm reading again from SI. Eventually, people will start to look forward, and Ruggs' public appearance was at least a reminder that he's eligible for parole in early August 26, a little over a year from now. At that point, he'll be 27, and at least on paper, in the heart of his athletic prime. It's unclear whether the NFL will suspend him. I checked in with the league office and was told the matter would be reviewed ahead of reinstatement. They're going to suspend him. Side note. This is from Albert Breer. As for whether a team would pick him up, I think, provided he could show teams he's learned and grown from a terrible, fatal mistake, he would get a second chance, really for two reasons. First, if he could still run like he used to. What was the 40 time, White Brian?
4.27.
4.27.
I mean, he was the fastest until Xavier Worthy, right?
If he can still run like he used to, he has an element of speed that every team is always looking for. Second, his reputation off the field coming out of Bama was really, really good. That doesn't fix what he's done, but it's reason to believe that he's going to give himself the best chance to rebuild his life and give some team real value. I'll call my shot on this right now. Andy Reid and the Chiefs. I mean, Andy Reid has a history of giving guys the second chance. You mentioned Vic earlier. Where did Vic go? Philly.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. The accident is so awful, but this is a young man who's in prison. Like, that's a complicated story, right?
It's so complicated, and you have to weigh everything. And it's one of those that you could look at as, you know, depending upon how you want the story to go, it can be a story of redemption of a guy who made a horrible mistake and a guy who cost someone their life, and you can't ever run from those facts, but he served the time and then came back and was able to maybe carve himself out a career. You could also go the flip side and say, you've got a guy who cost someone their life and you're going to have them on your football team. Like, depending upon the narrative that whoever wants to create, it's just going to create so much media storm. And
I was in the locker room when a young woman died at Monte Nicholson's house, and yeah, he hadn't been active for a few weeks. And then they activated him that week.
Mm.
Now, there's all sorts of
speculation, but there was no legal, to my knowledge anyway, at the time, certainly, there was no legal accusation towards Monte, but that happened.
Yeah. Yeah, and
there are probably, sadly, a lot of examples we can give of horrific things that happened.
Yeah, I mean, even here in D.C., there's other examples. So it's tough. I mean, I don't know what the right answer is. You have to understand that there's going to be a lot of stuff that comes with it, whether it's good or the bad. You have to take all of it with it. And if a team views that as worthwhile for a guy that, like you said, I mean, there's not many guys in the NFL, maybe only one or two, that have that kind of speed, that he was dynamic as well. You know, I think when you watch Xavier Worthy play football compared to how Henry Ruggs played football, Xavier Worthy felt much more straight line speed, whereas Henry Ruggs felt Tyreek Hill-ish.
Yeah.
Right? Like his ability to go back and forth and get in and out of breaks felt like he could be really dynamic. And he got off to a slow start. There's no question about it in his career. And maybe that's part of why he was talking about the pressure that he was feeling, trying to live up to that expectation. But wouldn't surprise me at all, like you're saying, whether it's the Chiefs or another team giving him a second chance. I don't know that I see that here in Washington, but I mean, it's just, it's such a tough situation. Just so tough.
Jeffrey, you seem like you wanted to say something there.
I would give him a chance. Whatever team he goes to, they have the leverage. Like we said, this dude was the 12th overall pick. I don't think he let himself go in prison. It's a thing. You can find it on TikTok and everything. Prison workouts are insane. And if he kept his body up, I don't mind giving him a second chance if he served the time that the law has given him. And I think he'll be a steal. Like you said, he ran a 4.2. If he still got that speed, if he didn't let himself go, like I said, the team have the leverage. They can give him the minimum deal. And you never know. He may have a minimum deal for the first whatever, how many years they sign him.
He wasn't exactly balling with the Raiders. You know, in two seasons, he had 50 catches for under 1,000 yards. Those are some bad Raiders teams.
I also think he was viewed when he was drafted as overdrafted. He was drafted in a typical Raiders move of
just want the speed,
straight off speed. But I mean, he was still at worst an early second round talent, and then he got drafted a little bit higher because of his 40 time, probably a little bit similar to what Xavier Worthy had, where maybe he gets bumped up the board because he's just got spectacular speed. But
I think, I don't know what the answer is to what should happen with Ruggs. I think the answer to what will happen, somebody's going to take a shot.
For sure.
Like, that's a cutthroat-ass business, man. And if you can help me win, if you can get vertical, let's at least see if you still got it. I'm not saying
he got a point to prove.
I'm not saying he makes a roster. I'm not saying he has a catch in a game, but he'll get a chance. He'll get a workout. He'll get a look.
I mean, to Jeff's point, like, if you're a franchise and you're willing to deal with some of the backlash that you'll get, some of the ramifications, you also hold all the leverage. If anything happens, adios, right? Like, I mean, he's on a super short leash on literally anything off the field. From accounts, like you said, maybe it seems like he's turned a corner. And before he was had this incident and this tragedy, he was thought of as a good guy off the field. Saban's talked about as much. So you would hold all the cards, and if it didn't work out, you know, you move on and you cut the guy before training camp and it's no big deal. I don't know. Personally, if I were running a team, I don't know that I would do it, but somebody for sure will.
I agree with that. Coming up at 1:00, it's the official B. Mitch and Finley without B. Mitch NBA mock draft.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You didn't know this was Led Zeppelin?
No, JP, not at all.
I'd argue you not knowing this is Zeppelin is worse than me not knowing the last song.
All right, so the only...
Keep playing.
Oh, I didn't move on for it, but damn. JP, I only know that from 007. When you're at the loading menu and it's all the files on Nintendo 64 and it's like...
I think that's a different song.
You sure? Because I swear that's the 007 song. And that song is on Call of Duty. Like that little...
All the people driving around right now. You're on the Beltway. You're on Route 50. You're on 66.
You can shame me. I don't care.
I just want to apologize for wasting the last, 48 seconds of your life.
Whatever. You're the one who... You don't know that song. I'm telling you what I know it from.
Hey, man. Everybody's got Christmas. I'm glad you like that song. It's a jam. My six-year-old, I had to drive her to camp today. My six-year-old might be a legit metalhead. Whenever it's just she and I in the car, she's like, Daddy, drive fast and play rock and roll. So I hope my wife's not listening. So, dude, I'll punch it for her. Like, if we're on Claire Barton. So, like, I punch it for, like, a second, which she thinks is cool to hear the engine go. And I was playing Metallica, and I cranked it. Little six-year-old blonde girl with pigtails listening to Hero of the Day. What a way to start your morning.
That's hilarious.
1 o'clock is our mock draft. You'll be shocked to know we're still ironing out the rules and the plans of our mock draft. I believe we're going to have six mock drafters. Myself,
okay.
Tobo, White Brian, Bennett, who nobody can tell the difference unless you're looking at the two of them. Then Ben, I was going to get B's on the phone, and then Jeffrey. Jeff is thinking we should all just make a Wizards pick, but for me, I don't think you could just make a Wizards pick without knowing how the board went to get to number six. So now I think we got seven people making six picks, which sounds like it's going to go for 4 hours.
Yeah,
we should have started at 10 a.m.
Without B here to just decide stuff, we're kind of a rudderless ship.
Yeah, if it's six of us, let's just pick Wizards, bro.
Yeah, well, this is
because you're going to go.
This is a peak J-Dawgs 1 o'clock
to 1:20. You're going to go from 1 o'clock to 1:20 alone,
Jeff. Me and you trying to run things is just like the two stoner funny guys without a whole lot of whatever. We'll see how it goes. Like between Lampfill and B, like the two hard ass dudes. Whatever, we're gonna figure it out.
We'll cross that bridge when we get
we'll
there.
Figure it out, dude.
It'll get done.
People are excited for it. The anticipation is building because not only did they not know how it's going to go, we don't know how it's going to go. I also, at 1:30, I want to talk some stadium stuff. There's been some conversation around RFK Stadium, and I think it's a little, I don't want to like say the wrong thing here. I'm not saying like misguided or anything, but like Toby, if I tell you, I'm not ruling out moving to Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Does that imply that I'm moving to Indiana?
No.
Right. So if somebody says they're not ruling out a retractable roof at the new RFK Stadium,
it hardly means they're saying we're building a retractable roof.
The thing I hate about retractable roofs, JP, is so many stadiums have
them. You are missing the point.
And they never use them.
Right. It's just you add so much cash to your bottom line, and it kind of seems like they're fighting over money.
Yeah.
Like, you got to try to think the big picture here. There's just a couple little things that I think are like, just because nothing is finished yet, you can't make definitive proclamations on things. But that doesn't mean the other thing's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, they're just leaving options open. Wouldn't you do that if you're not tied down, right? You're leaving options open.
I mean, we're leaving options open for our mock draft, which is slated to start in 10 minutes. Now, I want to be fair to my guy. Now, Ben Strober does get to make his mock draft picks coming up here in 10 minutes. shocker, we have not heard back from B. Mitch or Landfill. We invited them to take part. But Strober, tell me what you thought about the Jordan Poole trade. I know you run the Locked On Wizards podcast. Just turn the mic on, boys. Just turn it on.
He's plugging his headphones.
I mean, he was listed on the sheet in this segment.
I mean, to his defense, JP, you went to him at 12:53.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Well, thoughts on the Jordan Poole trade. I think at first glance, when you see Jordan Poole leave, who's been really the only somewhat decent scorer the Wizards have had over the past couple seasons, it's a little tough to see a guy like that go, a guy that had become a young vocal leader in that locker room. He put his locker next to Bob Carrington, helped him get through a really tough time when his dad passed at the end of the season. And the dudes in the locker room for the Wizards really rocked with Jordan Poole. And you can tell with the way they reacted on social media. But this was a move that I think the Wizards had to make to move forward here. Because now that you essentially dump Sadiq Bey and Jordan Poole, those guys had 2 years left on their deal, and you pick up Kelly Olynyk, CJ McCollum, and then you pair that with a couple other guys like Chris Middleton, Marcus Smart, Rashawn Holmes, who are also on expiring deals. The Wizards are going to clear $85 million in cap next offseason with just three players.
They go get Giannis
off the books. And that opens the door because NBA free agency is practically dead at this point. But the way the Wizards are trying to essentially emulate the formula that we've seen from Oklahoma City, where you stack up as many assets as possible, and these guys that the Wizards have brought in are going to be big for them going forward because they can be moved at the trade deadline to pick up more assets. The Wizards are essentially going to become a hub for picking up bad contracts, which is what they've been now for the past couple seasons. But that's kind of how the NBA works. It's just circulating bad contracts that come around, and this benefits the Wizards, especially long-term, because a couple years from now when the team is ready to compete again, they have a big decision to make on what guys they want to pay and keep around here, and then the proponent of actually going out there and trying to trade for another superstar player to put alongside someone. And now the door is open for who you get tonight in the draft. If Ace Bailey truly does fall to the Wizards, that's the guy you want to mold into your superstar player, and you can get some even more talent, all-star caliber players around him as well. And I love having a guy like Chris Middleton to maybe be the guy that teaches Ace Bailey the tricks of the trade. I think that is the perfect guy for him, and that's why I'm really hoping Bailey's the pick tonight.
All right. That dude could go. Turn the mic on. Hell,
yeah.
Kill a couple segments. next time that other dude comes in here to ask me about the second apron, send him his way.
yeah, he can explain it. We can't.
all right. That was a good little precursor. Ben said a lot there. If you want to hear more from him, check out the Locked On Wizards podcast. He hinted that people were upset Jordan Poole got traded. Ooh.
Yeah, I think a lot of Wizards fans were frustrated.
Yes.
There are plenty
in
of
the
Wizards
trenches
fans.
Of X, they were mad.
Yeah.
They were
in
like,
the
what
trenches
are we
of
doing?
X, everybody's mad.
But you got to remember, JP, that's a lot of the fan base. They can't come on the radio and express themselves like you and I. So they let it fly on Twitter.
But there's a lot of fans that really liked Jordan Poole because and I understand their point because he actually became a good leader for the young guys. They really, really liked him in the locker room. So I understand it. I'm personally not the biggest fan of the trade necessarily, but I understand where they're going with it. I think there was a large portion of the fan. Well, there's a decent number of people who are frustrated with the trade, but I think if you don't see the vision.
Why?
Because they like Jordan Poole.
Like him as a player?
I think they liked him as a guy and a player, and I think when you look at Jordan Poole, you know, he's been in the league for 6 years, but he's 26. Like, it's not like he couldn't be a part of something 3 and 4 years down the line. So
yeah, then you got to pay him.
Yeah.
All right. Without further ado, when we return, the B. Mitch and Finley NBA mock draft without B. Mitch, and we don't know how it's going to go. Nobody go anywhere.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.